Well, the school bell tells us it's time for class number 66 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And what I would like you to do is to get your Bible and be turning to the book of Ezekiel. And we're going to be looking first at Ezekiel chapter 2. And then in a few minutes, we'll be looking at some things in Ezekiel chapter 3. So if you'll get your Bible, you'll be ready for the class today. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And what we are doing, we are sitting down in the class with a teacher that is now long departed, E.A. Elam. And we're studying the Sunday school lessons that he wrote for the Sundays of 1922. And this is the Sunday for July 2nd. 1922, as he is telling us about the prophet Ezekiel. Now, last time we had class, we read aloud the first chapter of Ezekiel, and you may want to read that again. It's the vision of the four beasts and of the wheel and of the wheel within the wheel. And while there's much of this first chapter that is just fascinating and astounding to read, the significance of this is found in the last verse of Ezekiel chapter 1. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of Jehovah. And Ezekiel says, when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake. And in just a few minutes, we're going to look at what it was that was spoken to Ezekiel on that occasion. Now, reading that, the wheels beside them, the quick and gliding motion of the living creatures, and the stormy wind out of the north, the great cloud, the brightness round about, the cloud of the fire flashing continually, likeness of a firmament, the likeness of a throne above the firmament, and one upon the throne, and the appearance of the bow. Oh, it is hard to be able to say exactly what those living creatures are with their four faces, what each one signifies, whether or not each face of a man or of a lion or an ox or an eagle, they represent some peculiar feature of the divine power and wisdom of God, and all together represent the overruling providence, the wisdom, the power, and the glory of God. These wonderful appearances made a profound impression upon Ezekiel, and he fell on his face. And then God commanded him to stand on his feet. And this is what God said, reading Ezekiel chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. And he said to me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak with me. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet. And I heard him that spake unto me, and he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to nations that are rebellious, which have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day, and are impotent and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith Jehovah. And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns are with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they are a rebellious house. And thou shalt speak my words to them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. in Elam's explanatory notes, he says, God spoke to Ezekiel. The Spirit entered into him, and he stood as God commanded, God setting him upon his feet. Then God gave him his commission to the children of Israel. They were imprudent and stiff-necked and rebellious. And whether they would hear or not hear, Ezekiel was to speak God's word unto them. He was not to flinch. God said to him, But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that which I give thee. Ezekiel ate the roll of the book which God gave him and commanded him to eat. It was full of lamentation, mourning, and woe. It was sweet as honey because it was joyous to receive the word of God and to be his messenger. But Ezekiel was moved at the rebellion of his people, and he went with his message of lamentation and woe and bitterness and heat of spirit. In Revelation 10, 9 through 10, when John ate the little book, it too was sweet as honey, but afterward became bitter, doubtless because of the condemnation of the sinners which it contained. God made Ezekiel's face as hard as adamant, that he might deliver this message. In verse 9, we should all eat the word of God, digest and assimilate it, that it may nourish and sustain the inner man. All preachers, like Ezekiel, are commanded to preach the word. Ezekiel was sent to them in the captivity. God said they would not hear because they were of a hard forehead and of a stiff neck. Ezekiel's face was hard against their faces, and his forehead hard against their foreheads, and he was not dismayed. Well, Ezekiel was made a watchman. I want to read to you chapters 3. First, chapters 3, verses 1 through 11 of Ezekiel. It says here, Well, let me begin actually in chapter 2. I'm going to begin in chapter 2 in verse 8. God said, But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. And when I looked, behold, a hand was put forth unto me, and lo, a book was written therein. And he spread it before me. And it was written within and without, and there were written therein lamentations and mourning and woe. And he said unto me, Son of man, eat that which thou findest, eat this roll, and go speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat the roll. And he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then I did eat it. And it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, Son of man, go get thee into the house of Israel, and speak with thy words unto them. For thou art not sent to a people of strange speech and of a hard language, but to the house of Israel, not to many peoples of strange speech and of a hard language whose words thou canst not understand. Surely if I sent thee unto them, they would hearken unto thee. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are of a hard forehead and a stiff heart. Behold, I have made thy face hard against their faces, and their forehead hard against their foreheads. And as an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they are a rebellious house. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak unto thee, receive in thine heart, and hear with thine ears, and go and get thee to them of the captivity, unto the children of thy people, and speak unto them, and tell them, Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, whether they will hear, or whether they will forbear. Now going from that, I want to read from Ezekiel chapter 3. Verses 12 through 16. And here we read, Then the Spirit lifted me up, And I heard behind me the voice of a great rushing, saying, "Blessed be the glory of Jehovah from his place." And I heard the noise of the wings of the living creatures as they touched one another, and the noise of the wheels beside them, even the noise of a great rushing. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness in the heart of my spirit, and the hand of Jehovah was strong upon me. Then I came to them of the captivity at Tel Abib, that dwelt by the river Chebar, and where they dwelt, and I sat overwhelmed among them 7 days. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me again. Let me read the notes concerning that. Elam says, "Then the Spirit lifted me up and took me away." Ezekiel had been prepared and ready to go. In what way he was transported by the Spirit to the place where he was to warn the captives, I cannot say. Behind him he heard the voice of a great rushing, saying, "Blessed be the glory of Jehovah from his place, and the noise of the wings of the living creatures as they touched one another, and the noise of the wheels behind them." The noise is described in chapter 1, verses 24 and 25, where it says, "They went, and I heard the noise of the wings, like the noise of great waters, like the voice of the Almighty, a noise of a tumult, like the noise of a host. When they stood, they let down their wings, and there was a voice above the firmament that was over their heads when they stood, and they let down their wings." As stated above, the lamentations, mourning, and woe of his message filled him with bitterness of heart and of spirit. He was determined to speak the word of God and was moved at the stubbornness of the people. The hand of Jehovah represents the power of Jehovah. It supported Ezekiel and urged him on. Tel Abib, as stated in the introduction, was an unknown place on the river Chebar. And I sat there overwhelmed among them 7 days. He was overwhelmed with grief over the fearful condition of the heart of the people and the punishment they had to endure. Job's comforters sat down with him on the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and none spake a word unto him, for they saw that his grief was great in Job 2 and verse 13, and the grief of Ezekiel was likened to that of the grief of Job's friends. During these 7 days, God gave Ezekiel no immediate revelation. He may not have yet been prepared to receive and deliver it because of the bitterness of his spirit or for the grief of the people. But then Ezekiel is set as a watchman. Reading from Ezekiel chapter 3, beginning in verse 16. "And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of Jehovah came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman to the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, Thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked ways to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at thy hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, from his wicked way, which he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thine own soul. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him the warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteous deeds which he hath done shall not be remembered. But his blood will I require at thy hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he took warning, and thou hast delivered thy soul." We're going to pause here until the next class, and we'll pick up with Elam's notes on that section from Ezekiel chapter 3. And so you've been a good class and you've listened well. Until they hear that school bell, I'll say you may now be dismissed.